Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Saturday the 21st of June. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, high German Bight 1026, expected Ukraine 1023 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, northwesterly 3 or 4, veering southeasterly 3 to 6 later, occasionally 6 later. Showers later, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, cyclonic, becoming south or southeast later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Tyne, Dogger, south or southeast 4 to 6, thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Fisher, German Bight, southwest backing southeast later, 3 to 5, fair, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, east or southeast 3 to 5, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth, cyclonic becoming west or southwest later, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches, except White. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except White. Biscay, cyclonic, 3 to 5. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, but cyclonic in far southeast until later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea, southeast veering southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, south 3 to 5, veering west 4 to 6 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, cyclonic becoming south or southwest 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery in Malin, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Hebrides, Bailey, east veering south or southeast 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery in Hebrides, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery in Fair Isle, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in west. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast 4, 16 miles, 1016, falling more slowly. Stornoway, northeast 4, slight rain, 8 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Lerwick, northwest 1, 16 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, east 3, 12 miles, 1022, now falling. Aberdeen, north by east 2, 19 miles, 1021, now falling. Lucas, northeast by east 3, 14 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Boomer, south by west 1, 5 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Bridlington, southeast by south 3, 1021, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east 3, 11 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 4, 5 miles, 1020. St. Catherine's Point, automatic, 1019, falling slowly. Jersey, east by south 4, recent rain, 16 miles, 1018, now falling. Channel, light vessel automatic, east 5, 5 miles, 1018. Scilly automatic, north by west 2, 7 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southeast by south 3, 15 miles, 1018, now falling. Aberporth, south southeast 4, 16 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Valley, east southeast 3, 14 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by east 2, 13 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Valencia, northeast by east 2, 14 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east 3, 11 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Malinhead, southeast by south 5, 22 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Macrahanish automatic, east southeast 4, 15 miles, 1017, falling slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, high pressure to the east of the British Isles will move away as an area of low pressure gradually approaches from the west. This will lead to more unsettled conditions for the coastal waters, with showers developing over the weekend and these turning thundery in places. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, cyclonic becoming south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor later. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, easterly or southeasterly veering southwest later 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or southeast veering southwest later 3 to 5, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly 3 to 5 at first in east, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers and fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southeasterly 4 or 5 at first in east, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers and fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in north. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest later 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches later in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in north. Isle of Man, southeast veering south or southwest 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5 later. Fog patches, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southeast veering southwest later 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery later, fog patches for a time in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, later. Fog patches, later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, fog patches later in south. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in south. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, east or northeast 4 to 6, veering south or southwest 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. It's coming up towards 1 o'clock. That's almost it from BBC Radio 4 for another day. If the hot weather's keeping you up, why not have a go at the soothing audio postcards from around the UK in the shipping forecast collection on BBC Sounds. If you switch over to Radio 4 Extra, there's another instalment of Paul Temple and the Margot Mystery starting shortly. And if you leave the dial where it is, our colleagues at the BBC World Service will provide you with a roundup of global financial news in business matters. Radio 4 returns at 5:30 when Alan Smith will be back in this chair. Until then, this is Richard Evans wishing you a very peaceful night. Nostar, good night.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Israel's envoy to the United Nations, Danny Danon, has warned that his country would not stop its attacks on Iran until Iran's nuclear threat was dismantled. The Iranian ambassador, Amir Saeed Iravani, called for Security Council action. More from BBC Persian's Baman Kalbasi.
The Iranian ambassador held up a picture of the children who'd been killed in an Israeli attack. The number of civilians that have died have grown to hundreds now, not an exact number in Haddon, but certainly a high hundreds. And we're getting stories of who these people are, women, ordinary people going about their lives, athletes, not just the officials who Israel killed in the first day.
At talks in Geneva, Iran's foreign minister told three European counterparts he was ready to consider diplomacy. Our chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette, sent this report.
Britain's Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, who flew straight to Geneva from his meetings with US officials in Washington, warned it was a perilous moment. No one can say for certain how long that window will stay open before President Trump decides to order military action. But while Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said he was ready to meet the Europeans again, he said he would only consider a return to diplomacy with the US once Israeli attacks stopped. And in his words, the aggressor was held accountable.
The Israeli military says it's identified new missile launches from Iran and has alerted civilians to take shelter as it acts to intercept them. On Friday, about 20 missiles were targeted at Haifa in northern Israel. One Israeli woman died of a heart attack, bringing the Israeli total since the conflict began to 25. The US Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, now says the US